This episode is brought to you by the new season of Mozilla's podcast, IRL. Host Bridget Todd shows how we can reclaim AI to put people over profit. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or at irlpodcast.org.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, November 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. It's a lot easier to find a new car you like on the dealer lot, as most inventories have recovered since the pandemic. Now comes the hard part, paying for it. And that leaves many people wondering, should I buy or lease?
Given how much the prices of cars have increased in the past few years, and given how much interest rates have risen, there's actually a significant number of car loans that have people paying $1,000 or more for their monthly payments. So this can take a significant chunk out of people's budgets.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker after the break.
Cain Brothers is investment banking for the future of healthcare. We bring expertise in mergers and acquisitions, equity capital markets, and debt capital markets to our clients. Learn more at key.com/Cain Brothers. Cain Brothers is a division of KeyBank Capital Markets.
When you're ready to drive a new car off the lot, should you buy or lease? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker joins me. So Joe, first of all, what's the difference between leasing a car and taking out a loan?
The idea of a loan is that you are borrowing money in order to buy a car and then paying that money back over time with interest payments. And once the loan term is over, you own the car, you've bought it. A lease, though, is basically a way of saying that you're renting the car for an extended period of time. At the end of the lease term, you don't own the car. You usually have the option to buy it, though, if you want.
Yeah, I want to get into some details about buying and leasing in a moment. But what kinds of questions should people ask themselves before deciding to buy or lease?
One of them is the question of how long you're going to have the car. If you're going to have it for quite a while, it's generally a better decision to buy instead of leasing. Leasing, though, definitely has some benefits that people might want to consider. One of them is that some people tend to prefer having the latest technology and safety features. Other people just really dread dealing with the maintenance issues that come up when a car is really old. There are some things that you might want to ask yourself, how much do I care about those things? And that may steer you towards leasing, because with a lease, you might be able to get a new car every couple years or 3 years once the lease is up. The last big thing to really think about is just how much you drive, how many miles you put on your car each year. That's because leases come with mileage limits that are established up front. And if you're going to exceed them, it can be costly in terms of the penalties you pay. So you want to make sure that you aren't signing up for a lease that allows a lot fewer miles per year than you would put on a car.
And whether you buy or lease, it can wind up being a lot of money. How has the math changed in terms of leasing versus buying over the years?
One thing that might surprise people if they're coming back to the car market after a few years of not shopping for a car is that leases are now quite a bit pricier than they were even a few years ago. That's because automakers used to subsidize them more heavily, which lowered the monthly payments. But nowadays, leasing is not quite as cheap as it used to be. So that's a shift that people might want to be aware of now.
All right, so let's go through some of the nuts and bolts of both methods. What are some basic details about leasing that people should be aware of?
One of the main things you want to pay attention to in a lease is just how long the lease is going to last. It's typically 2 or 3 years that you'd probably have the car.
Does leasing require a down payment?
Not always. Many leases do, but it's not always a requirement.
And what should people keep in mind if they want to buy the car at the end of their lease?
Something to be aware of when you're starting a lease is something called the residual value of the car, which is what the car will be worth when the lease is up. And that's going to determine what you'll be able to buy the car for once the lease is over. You do actually know up front what price roughly you'll be able to pay for the car. The overall idea is that as you drive the car, its value depreciates. And so that residual value is going to be lower than what the car was worth when you drove it off the lot.
Are there penalties if somebody wants to return their car before the lease is up?
The thing to be aware of about returning your car early is that if you do want to do that, there's a chance that the automaker and the dealer will be okay with it, but there's also a chance that they won't be, and you may just be on the hook for lease payments for the remaining months of your lease.
Now, what should people keep in mind if they're comparison shopping between different cars and loans?
The main thing to keep in mind when you are trying to compare two loans is to look at the total cost of the loan. That is, how much money you're going to pay in total over the course of the entire loan. And the reason you want to pay attention to that is because one loan may have a lower monthly payment and seem like it's something that is, quote unquote, cheaper. But really, when you look at over what period of time those payments are spread out over, you might end up paying more in total. So you always want to make sure that you can afford the monthly payment. You don't want to push it up so high that it's going to be uncomfortable for you to pay. But you want to look at how much you'll pay in total over the life of the loan.
Is there any room for negotiation with the amount for the down payment?
The thing to bear in mind, whether you're leasing a car or buying a car, is there's room to negotiate just about everything. It's always worth asking because dealers and automakers may have more flexibility than they might initially indicate.
Well, it's like the art of the process is negotiating inside of a car dealership. And of course, there's always the trip that the dealer goes back to talk to his manager, right?
Yes, exactly. There are all sorts of moves that you might want to be on the lookout for, but the real takeaway is just that it's always worth asking.
Yeah, I guess it would be a good idea to ask questions and maybe try to negotiate a bit, because for any household, this can be a large chunk of money.
Oh, definitely. It's not going to be quite a mortgage payment, but cars are expensive. And these days, just given how much the prices of cars have increased in the past few years, and given how much interest rates have risen, there's actually a significant number of car loans that have people paying $1,000 or more for their monthly payments. So this can take a significant chunk out of people's budgets.
That's personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.